You know, Yael, if my parents sign me up for one more internet dating service, I think I'll scream. Even if I connect with someone online, the chemistry fizzles out when we meet in person.
Well, Don, if it makes you feel any better, social psychologists know exactly what you mean. In fact, they speculate that what you actually say during a conversation is not very relevant in determining rapport. What really counts is nonverbal communication, which is based on your actions rather than your words. You see, written communication is really ambiguous. You don't see things like posture, eye contact, smirks, and smiles. And you don't hear things like hesitation and pitch. So you end up filling in the blanks on your own, which creates false expectations.
But I always spend some time talking with them on the phone, and they still seem pretty great. It's only when we're face-to-face that it turns out there's no vibe.
Well, take us for example. From listening to us talk, you'd think we have a good rapport. But for all our listeners know, we could be sitting with our backs turned to one another. So even hearing a conversation isn't always a good indication of what's really going on between two people. In fact, one study showed that participants were best able to assess the rapport between a couple by watching a soundless videotape of the couple talking. And participants were most frequently wrong when they read a transcript of the conversation.
So love really isn't blind after all.
Guess not.
My parents sure will be disappointed.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.